This is Wade Bratsky with the Chief Organizer Report. Has Arkansas become a Walmart company state? Hey, I get it. Arkansas is what it is, a smaller, poorer state than many others in the statistical matchups in one category after another. But having spent a lot of time there and lived there for many years in the 1970s, I can assure you it has many charms, wonderful people, especially all of my in and out laws, colleagues, and co-workers. Arkansas even boasts a former governor who was an occupant in the White House, and Bill Clinton, and the first woman to serve a full term in the Senate, Hattie Carryway. I don't want to even start on Petit Jean hams or the best apple fritters in the world produced by the Donut Palace in Dumas. Arkansas also is the home state of one of the biggest of the big mega corporations in the world, Walmart, the largest private sector employer globally and in the United States, that without a doubt has transformed the Fayetteville-Bentonville corridor in the northwestern part of the state over the last 50 years. But I'm not a flack for the State Bureau of Tourism, so let me work my way around to the point. I know something about company camps and company towns. I spent some of the formative years of my boyhood and youth in such outposts in places like Rangeley and Wilson Creek, Colorado. For years, my family made a busman's tour of such camps all over the western states and the Dakotas, Wyoming, Montana, and New Mexico as well, when my father was a bookkeeper and auditor for the California Company before it rebranded itself as Chevron. There are some pros, but there are a lot of cons. It never really occurs that such a thing as a company state exists in the way there are company towns until reading about the hot-breathed pursuit throughout North America to be considered as the location of the company's, Amazon that is, second corporate headquarters, and its claim to employ 50,000 workers at such a site. Arkansas seems to have suddenly become something like a company state. Some yahoos in the Little Rock business community are so wally-eyed that they even slapped the Amazon bear, as the saying goes in Arkansas. According to a piece in the New York Times, a few applicants went in the opposite direction and sought to highlight their decision to not bid on Amazon's second headquarters. A business group in Little Rock, Arkansas, recently took a newspaper ad in the Washington Post, owned by Amazon's chief executive, Jeff Bezos, and created an internet video telling Amazon it didn't want the traffic hassles its new headquarters would bring to town. Perhaps needlessly, the reporter then added that Arkansas is the home state of Amazon's arch rival, Walmart. Don't misunderstand me. Little Rock or anywhere in Arkansas didn't have the proverbial snowball's chance in hell of winning the second headquarters for reasons too numerous to list, but why prostrate the state to Walmart, I wondered. On second thought, though, Arkansans have allowed Walmart to buy a place at the education table for charter schools and privatization throughout the state, and their money seems to have been key in taking over the Little Rock school system. The company and the family that stacked up billions from its success have more and more seemed to treat the state as their private playground and testing lab for pet public policies and personal preferences. Maybe the Little Rock business folks just decided to acknowledge what should have been obvious to all of us. Arkansas is a company state for Walmart. Now that they've proven it, and I've said it, it would seem that Walmart should be ashamed at not having done better for the state than it has. You know the old story, if you break it, you own it. If Walmart owns Arkansas, it ought to try to be more accountable for something more than its bottom line and competitive position. Maybe even the Little Rock business community would agree to that. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.